Welcome to the TPH podcast. Today's 12-minute talk, we're going to get into dialing or holding over as it pertains to elevation. 12 minutes on the clock, super high-tech way of counting the time there. So this question came up a few messages here and there, you know, over the past probably year or so. And then just the other day I heard on Cleared Hot, Andy Stubbs podcast, is it Cleared Hot? They were talking about dialing or holding over. And I found it hilarious because everyone likes to think that anybody who's been military trained as a sniper is like a go-to for certain information. And the reality of the situation is it's not necessarily true because you brought it up in one of the other podcasts, like their training regimen, how they're like, it's not always the best way to go about things because they're trained like the fastest way possible.
It is on the Sergeant of Arms podcast. We don't talk about that.
So, and you know, Andy, you know, I love Andy Stump, you know, he's a great podcaster and everything else, but his premise or idea was like dialing is more accurate. And I just don't know if that's actually like, that's the best way to explain that. Like, it comes down at the end of the day, like these reticles that are out nowadays are so much better than they used to. Like back in the day, there wasn't many BDC type reticles out and available that were very good. But nowadays, most of your LPVOs and most of your PRS type rifle scopes that are really driven towards that market are going to have a pretty good Christmas tree style reticle, if you want to call that. So I kind of think that old mentality thinking of, you know, you got to dial if you're going to, you know, shoot long range. It's kind of a thing of the past, especially nowadays. Like I said, with the reticles that they have available nowadays, it's, I don't know, you can, some of these rifle scopes, you can shoot up to 1,000 yards pretty easily with a Christmas tree style reticle. And they've really got it figured out where it has nice wind holds and everything else. For myself, it kind of just comes down to like the situation. Most of my varmint scopes are going to have a BDC style reticle. Most of them, not all of them. Some of them I just roll with the duplex with a fire dot, you know, Leopold. For like the close range stuff, like anything that's sub, you know, 200 yards in the end, duplex reticles are just fine. Like my 204, 17 Remington, stuff like that. I want a very basic, simple reticle that's just point and shoot. Anything like 300 yards, I'm going to be shooting 300 yards and out. I'm going to want some sort of BDC style reticle. Now, what type of reticle? It just depends on the scope, the rifle platform, what it's meant for and everything else. But we're just going to like really corral this into a long range type scenario to keep this more simplistic. Because we only have 12 minutes. For me, if I can dial, I will dial. Simply because out of simplicity. The thing I don't want to have happen is I'm holding over to a point to where it's like at the bottom of my scope. Like if I'm really shooting out there a lot further or running an old turdy cartridge such as 308 that takes a lot of elevation to shoot long range. But like I said, if speed is where it's at, especially LPVOs, like most of the LPVOs you see nowadays will have some sort of BDC or Christmas tree style reticle that's mill graduated because I shoot mills because it's easier. Those very much I'm gonna be holding because they're most of them are designed as such. Now there are a few LPVOs that have good lockable dialable turrets, but they're really gonna be driven around that going on max power and holdover. You know, and with the amount of wind hold dots and everything else, like I said, these reticles got amazing nowadays, but one of my favorite reticles in a longer range, you know, if I'm going to be shooting out to 1,000 yards, it's a very simplistic TMR reticle from Leopold, the Mark V series. Great reticle, super easy and simple to use. I'm going to have to dial for that because there's no Christmas tree style. I just went blank. Subtensions for that particular reticle. Now, not saying that I really like their PR2 reticle. And I really like scopes that have like a combination of the two, like a good reticle for dialing and a good reticle for holdover. Simplistic. I don't like a lot of trash. And really, like I said, personal preference, and that's nowadays that's what it really comes down to with all the reticles that are available. Vortex has some really good reticles, the EBR C3 or whatever, that, you know, EBR 4 and all that, whatever it is. Like, I don't have it off the top of my head. Great simplistic reticle for holdover and dialing, but personal preference. Now, that's what it actually boils down to by today's standards. If I'm shooting over like 500-600 yards, I'm going to go to dialing. I mean, it's literally just, I don't want to be holding over so much, you know, so much over the scope. Cause like in a hunting scenario, you could potentially get lost in that reticle and like make a mistake. Whereas if you dial, you just know you got to hold for wind at that point. Now, I pretty much never dial for wind. Now, there's an exception to that rule is there are situations in which you could potentially use both if you're wanting to shoot a 308 to 1,000 yards. But I was shooting 22-something 100 yards, and I literally ran out of elevation in my turret. I had to dial and hold and dial for wind to get it all in there because, you know, I did the calculations, everything else, and I ran out of elevation prematurely. I had to go back and put a 40 MOA rail on that rifle. But anyways, most time, personal preference, if I'm going over 500 yards, I'm dialing. Under 500 yards, holding. It's really simple. But the exception to that is, again, these LPVLs with their fantastic Christmas tree style reticles. They have wind dots for like up to, generally speaking, up to like 15, 20 mile an hour winds. I'm sure there are some that have, you know, graduated even further, but, you know, there is such thing as too busy of a reticle, like Tremor 3 and others of that sort. But a very simplistic reticle like the Legend Precision Optics, that scope, I love that reticle because it's graduated nice enough. Like, I think it's half mil increments, which if you really start thinking about it, you don't need like down to 2/10 and all that other bullshit, like 0.5 mil, 0.5 and 1 mil hashes. And then it has, I can't remember off the top of my head, it has a small Christmas tree. I want to say out to about 3 mils. And if you're running a modern cartridge at like pretty high BC or pretty good velocities, that's going to get you, it might be 5 mils. Now I don't remember. But it stops like at a reasonable spot to where it's not overly busy. And you still, when you back it off, you still have a good field of view and everything else. What that does is it kind of hits, for most modern cartridges, it hits that, you know, 500 yardish mark. And then you dial for the rest. Like, it's very simplistic, but it's very user-friendly. That's kind of like where I would like to see my scopes. Good wind holds, obviously. I want some subtensions down to, that'll get me out to like 500-600 yards, you know, generically speaking. But I guess the whole point of this would be just, you know, those days are gone. There's plenty of good reticle options nowadays that you could literally hold over out to 1,000 yards with most modern cartridges. And we're not talking about 308. But happy 6.5 day. It's 6.5 Creedmoor day. We should have made our 12-minute talk about just how great 6.5 Creedmoor is.
Yeah. We still got 3 minutes to do so.
3 minutes. Jeez. This one seems like it's going forever because I'm over here on your casting couch. I mean, wow. What can we talk about for 3 more minutes? I guess I can give you some of my favorites. As far as like varmint scopes, the varmint reticle from Leopold, one of my favorite. Like, it's a very simplistic BDC type reticle, and you just look at owner's manual and see what your, they're all in MOA because Leopold's boomers, but the varmint reticle anyways, it's graduated up to a certain point. It's perfect for a lot of your varmint rifles, that varmint hunting reticle. I want to say it's like graduated in 5 mile an hour increments out to 15 or 20. Very simplistic, works fantastic. It's one of those things you just need to shoot it a lot and find out, like, because there's a second focal plane scope. Past that, like I said, a lot of the Vortex reticles I really like for long range stuff, and even their BDC reticle that's in the Razor 110. There's two options, Razor 110, a BDC reticle, and then a mil reticle. I like both of them, except for their center aiming dot, it's too big. Vortex, like I said, their mil reticle is really good. The PR2, I think it's called a PR2 from Leopold. I really like it. the reticle that's in the Legend Precision 4-24 or 4-20. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. We'll do a video on that soon, but I really like that reticle. I like simplicity. I like to have enough information to get me downrange, and that's it. Like, I don't... Trimmer 3, just go away. What's the other super busy one? It's Trimmer 3, and there's one more.
Horse.
Horse, yeah. Yes, no. I'm out. I'm out on that one.
Kind of on the same subject, we got a question. I don't know if it's this weekend or earlier today. Somebody was asking, like, when do you go to a 20 MOA base or a scope mount?
Ooh, interesting. So... if you're going to be shooting out to 1,000 yards and beyond, most modern cartridges and modern scopes, there's going to be plenty of elevation built in to get out to 1,000 yards. You just don't... now, again, if you buy a modern scope and everything else, you just look at... I'll tell you the easiest way to do this is take your cartridge, do some, like, basic data work, even if you don't even have it yet, but, like, get a velocity off a box or look on a website... do some basic ballistic sheets and see how much elevation it takes. But then you can look at the specs on the scope and see how much elevation is built into it. Like, a lot of your, nowadays, a lot of your long-range scopes are going to have plenty of elevation with a zero MOA base.
Yeah, I think the question was specifically a 6 arc. I forget what the barrel length, maybe 16, the Mark V out to 1,000. Yeah, that'd be a zero MOA.
Yeah, I mean, I've got several of them, just regular flat-top receiver ARs, and it does it just fine. Like, there are bases, one-piece mounts you can get, a 20 MOA built in and all that stuff. But like, most modern cartridges is going to be a high BC projectile running up there at enough velocity, and the most modern scope is going to have plenty of elevation to get you out to at least 1,000. Now, like I said, nowadays, like, I mean, that Bagara, I was running 300 PRC, some pretty souped up 250 grain A-tips. I had enough elevation, I believe, to get 2,000 yards with a 20 MOA base on a Vortex Razor, 4.5 to whatever it is, whatever the 27, I don't remember. You know, just to give you an idea, like, again, just find out your velocity, run a ballistic chart, and then get online, see how much elevation is built into the scope. Now, keep in mind, it's probably going to give you, like, a overall number, and you're going to be essentially cutting that in half. But still, like most of these new scopes, that's going to be more than enough for modern cartridge to get out to 1,000 yards.
I think any housekeeping, hoodies are getting uploaded as this video goes up.
Here's one of them. You've seen another green one on the last podcast.
Yeah, we were waiting on pictures on those. But then we got some munition shirts, munition studies going up too.
So. Yes, tons of munition shirts, the munition shirts, TPH shirts. Thank everyone who bought this weekend, like a little pre-sale thing going on. Your stuff went out this morning. New Fisher shirts on the website. We got some optics on the website. We've still got plenty of ammo. Cross your fingers. If everything pans out, 22 Creed will be coming back very, very soon. We're just waiting on some more primers, and they're coming. Still no word on 6 Arc. But we appreciate y'all watching. Let us know down in the comments below if there's more stuff you want us to cover. And don't forget to like, subscribe, all that jazz. See you guys next time.